50 years ago, the official opening of the new 25-bed nursing home at Macklin was held. Unimac Golden Twilight Lodge already had 15 residents. Mr. and Mrs. Louise Sanger celebrated their 25th wedding anniversary by renewing their vows at their daughter Marlene's wedding to Ed Brotzel of Caribert. Father J. Herman officiated at the double ceremony at St. Peter's Church in Unity. There were concerns over some of Saskatchewan's 60,000 head of horses. Sloughs and dugouts were frozen over, but, with very little snow on the ground, unstabled horses could be suffering from thirst. On a more positive note, the mild weather and lack of snow brought three groups of golfers out to the Unity Golf Course, the first Sunday in December. 20 years ago, the McClurg High School debate teams participated in a Saskatoon tournament. Aaron Exley won first place in the provincial impromptu competition, Adam Pennell was second. Aaron qualified for the national speech competition in Winnipeg, Man, to be held in January 2005. After four losses, the Unity Miners were on a win streak, with Curtis McLean, Michael Flaman, Kyle Duffin and Keith Height scoring in their latest victory. Senlac author Kelly Cooper released her book, Eyehole, a collection of loosely linked short stories, set in a small prairie town. Local retailers reported on the hot sellers in their stores as Christmas approached. MP3 players, PS2 and Xbox game systems, Bratz dolls, anything SpongeBob and digital cameras. Northwest Terminal announced a planned 3,000-square-foot addition to their offices.